dedicated to the passionate pursuit of our Lord Jesus Christ. Beth Stewart Ministries is on the air. Christian Talk, 1160 WCVX.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our broadcast today. I'm Beth Stewart with Triumphant Living, and I welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in, because we have an incredible show for you today. So you want to get your friends and you want to call them and tell them to listen in, because I have a special guest with me today, and I want to tell you a little bit about Cassie. Cassie Lehman, she's the president of Beacon Wealth Consultants. She has a master's degree in adult education, an MBA in finance from Rutgers University, and she is a certified financial planner. She currently leads the Biblically Responsible Investing Special Interest Group for financial professionals who are members of Kingdom Advisors. She is also an author and speaker. And we're going to be talking about her most recent book, I Found Jesus in the Stock Market. So, Cassie, welcome to our program today.
Thank you, Beth. It's so good to be here.
Well, we want to know a little bit about your story and what motivated you to write this book, I Found Jesus in the Stock Market.
Well, you know, when I met my husband, we met at a conference, and we both had our own financial practices. And I had been away from the church for 20 years at that point. And he told me that for his investing, he only did biblically responsible investing. And we can talk in a minute about what that means. But I just thought, wow, this is never going to work. But what I did is it really encouraged me to go on this quest to find out about biblical investing. And truthfully, just got me back to reading the Bible, got me back to church. There were so many things that I learned along the way. It really transformed my heart in the whole way that I did business. And my life is just so much different now than it was 5 years ago. And last year, when I was part of the C12 group, our founder encouraged us, not just me, but everybody, to talk about your testimony more, and just really encouraged us that when your life has been changed so dramatically, that you should share that. And that's really what I did in this book. I talked about my journey and what I learned and how it changed my life.
Okay, so you're talking about biblically responsible investing. Can you give us a little more elaboration on that?
Sure. There are really two parts. One is the fact that there are certain companies that we will not invest in because we don't agree with their business practices. So that would be things like abortion, abortion philanthropy, pornography, and any kind of businesses that prey on the addictions of others. So alcohol, tobacco, gambling, those are some examples. And we say we don't want to invest in those things because when you invest, you're an owner of the company. So I like to say you're praying with your dollars for that company to keep doing more of what it's already doing.
Oh,
so if they're doing something that you don't agree with, you're saying, okay, do more of that. Take my money and do more, and we'll make lots of money together. So once you start to understand that, you're like, wow, maybe I really need to think about the kind of business practices I'm investing in. And then on the other side of it, we really look for God-honoring companies. And people think of companies like Chick-fil-A or Hobby Lobby, and of course you can't invest in them because they're private companies, but there are many companies like that that are really taking great care of their customers, their employees. They are making an amazing difference in the world, and those are the kind of companies that we want to invest in.
Yeah, that is so good, because it's so true. Like you said, when you invest in something, you become a part of that.
Yes.
And, you know, you also talk in your book about, you know, tithing, you know, 10%, you know, goes to the church. Can you tell us a little bit about the 90%? I mean, what does that look like? I mean, what should we be doing?
Sure. So I think the big thing is we first have to recognize that God owns it all. And we, of course, would say, yes, of course God owns it all. But that's not always how we really look at our money. Like you said, we look at our 10% that we give at church, and we say, okay, now the rest is mine. But if we really started to look at that money and say it all belongs to God and we want to be good stewards, how would God have us invest his money? What are the kind of companies he would want us to invest in? And when we're thinking about companies, something like even a tobacco company that might be really focused in third world countries in getting, you know, 8 to 10-year-old kids to start smoking so they can become addicted and be an income stream for us for life. I mean, God wouldn't want that. We really want to focus on how do we love our neighbor. And I think that's a great screen when you're looking at these business practices. It's like, how would God look at this and how we're investing our money? So it's not just the tithing piece of it. And I mean, we've often learned about, you know, getting out of debt, and you might have gone through a course in church like a compass or a financial piece, and that's a piece of it. But really investing, giving, it's all encompassing. It's all of our money, not just that 10%.
That's awesome. That is so true. And let's just say, hypothetically, I'm going to call you and I want to invest some money. Mm-hmm. How can I find out, you know, if they are investing in those things? How can we find out?
There's a screening process that we use. There are a number of different companies that can do this where it's really as easy as a software program where I can enter in. If you're currently invested, I can enter in all the things that you're invested in, and it will tell me, and I can show you a list and say this percent is in pornography, and this percent is in alcohol, and this percent is in gambling. And when you see that list, that's typically when people say, okay, get me out of that. That's not really what I want to be a part of. And then we work with money managers, mutual funds. The people that we work with all have the same mindset that we do. So that's the only kind of investing that we do. So when there is a company that we say, okay, we don't agree with their practice, we just put them on an exclusion list and they can't invest in that for us.
That's good. I would love that because that would sure make me feel better as an investor. But, you know, I do a lot of ministry work, and I don't know if you find this true, but a lot of Christians, they have a lot of hang up with the money thing. And, you know, so if you're working and you say you're a Christian financial advisor, how can that make me feel okay that you're going to give me the best return on my money?
Okay, so there's two parts to that question. So there's the performance issue and there's the biblical investing view. So first, I would just give people a little peace of mind to know that if you invest this way, it does not mean that you have to sacrifice returns. And that was something that was a big fear of mine. I thought, oh, it's great that you'll invest in all of these companies, but the real money is made in like the vices and that sort of thing. But that's not true, and there are a number of studies that have been done that you can invest this way without sacrificing the performance. One thing that people often say to me is, well, my financial advisor is a Christian, so I know that they're already doing this because they would never invest in those kind of companies. And that is not necessarily true. And part of it is because even as financial advisors, this is not something that we think about all the time. And there are a lot of complexities today with mutual funds and things that makes it very confusing. And if a financial advisor, your clients have never asked you for it before, you may never have thought about biblical investing. So as much as I want for all of your listeners to be thinking about biblical investing, I would love for them to talk to their financial advisors about it and help them to learn more about it, because if all of us as financial advisors started investing this way, I believe that we could make a huge difference in our country, in the world, in the types of businesses that we're investing in.
Oh, that would make a huge difference. I mean, if we're not going to be supporting all these, you know, abortion clinics and, like you said, addictions and all that, they're going to lose out. And yep, they're not going to have the funding. Everything, whether we like it or not, we live in an economic world. We have to mm-hmm. deal with the money issue. Even Jesus dealt with the money issue. So that's, you're saying that we can help prevent at least some of that by the way we invest.
Absolutely. We could put some of those businesses, you know, right out of work, and really just be investing in the kind of businesses that are really going to be a blessing.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You know, because if you're out there listening right now, how can they get a hold of you, Cassie? I mean, maybe somebody's saying, you know, I need to switch. I need to talk to her about my investments. I mean, how can they get a hold of you?
Sure. So we have a website at beaconwealth.com. There's a special report there that you can get, which is kind of a little overview about biblical investing. Or, of course, they can read the book, I Found Jesus in the Stock Market. You can find that on Amazon. It's probably the easiest way, Barnes & Noble, some of those places. And I would love for people to read that book and then give it to your financial advisor. And then if their financial advisor says, hey, I want to learn how to do this, we would love to talk to them about helping them to change the way they invest.
That would be, I mean, can you imagine, like you said, if all these people listening would do that, actually go to Amazon, get this book, I Found Jesus in the Stock Market, read it, and find out why it's so important where your money goes. I mean, what do you see for the future with investing? I mean, I know we got election year coming up, and It's crazy. I mean, what would you tell people?
Well, I think the biggest message is you can make your money matter. When we look at something like socially responsible investing, now that's only been around probably since the 70s. That's not really that long ago. And, you know, nowadays companies all report out on their green initiatives and that sort of thing. And there might be a little overlap with socially responsible investing, but biblical investing is really focused on conservative values. And so I just want people to know you can make a difference. Sometimes you feel like I'm just one person, but if we all do it together, we can make a difference. And I just would encourage them to take some action. And then once we all start investing this way, we can make some very big shifts in these business practices and just really see these wonderful companies flourish and grow.
Yeah, what great advice. Because, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not sure I've ever really given it as much thought as I should. Like, where is my money going? You know, we tend to just stick it here and stick it there. But if people would just take the initiative, it can't be that complicated, can it, to do that?
No, it really is not. And nowadays we have so much, so many tools with technology that make that very easy. So it's not like you have to sit down and, you know, read the reports of all of these companies. I mean, there are lots of tools that make it very easy to make wise decisions with your investment dollars.
Well, I really, really thank you for taking the time to bringing this to our attention on how to invest the biblical way, because that I believe as Christians, that's our responsibility to do the right thing. And I encourage everyone to go to Amazon, get the book, I Found Jesus in the Stock Market. Yes, Jesus is in the stock market. So, and tell them one more time, how can they get in touch with you if they want to ask you questions or if they have any feedback for you?
Sure. They can go to beaconwealth.com and find out lots of information about biblical investing. And if you have a specific question, I would love to take those at Cassandra@beaconwealth.com.
That's BeaconWealth, right? Beacon
Correct.
Wealth. All right, Cassie, thank you so much for being with us today. And I'm telling you, it's made me think, and I'm going to make sure that I am investing biblically now, because now we're responsible. You know that. You
right,
brought it to our attention.
Know.
Yeah, we're responsible now, so we've got to do this. But thank you so much for calling in today. We've just had a wonderful time having you as our guest, and I believe that this is going to make a big difference. And thank you for doing this, for writing the book, and for bringing this to light. And I am praying over this book that it will go into the hands of all the financial advisors so we can put a stop to some of this stuff, at least, you know, and quit supporting it financially.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Beth. I really appreciate
it. Okay, Cassie, have a wonderful day.
Okay, thanks, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Beth Stewart would love to hear from you. Log on to BethStewartMinistries.com. That's BethStewartMinistries.com for more information or to book Beth for your next event. We are Cincinnati's Christian voice. Christian Talk 1160 WCVX.